The religious community in America, which I come from, has a history dating back to the mid-1600s. It began when 23 Jewish refugees from Recife, Brazil, landed at the docks in New Amsterdam. Not long after that, the town was handed over to the British and renamed New York. Throughout the past 3.5 centuries, there have been many remarkable women who were members of the Spanish and Portuguese Jews congregation in New York, and one that I am always impressed by is the 19th-century poet Emma Lazarus. She descended from a colonial family who had settled in the United States in the 1700s, and her ancestors had fled Portugal in search of religious freedom sometime before that. As a student, she showed enormous intellectual promise, studying American and British literature, as well as mastering 3 European languages. Her work included adapting the German poetry of Heinrich Heine and Goethe and publishing her own stories, plays, and poems. She also used her skills and position to champion the cause of those less fortunate, writing about the attacks known as pogroms on Jewish peasants in Russian villages. In New York, she founded a vocational school to help those newly arrived immigrants become self-supporting. In 1883, Emma Lazarus submitted her now-famous sonnet, The New Colossus, as part of an auction to raise funds to build the Statue of Liberty, which represents the freedoms upon which the United States is based. Today, on a plaque at the base of the pedestal on which the statue stands, the lines she wrote are still clearly visible. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Emma Lazarus was well ahead of her time as a poet and activist. Today, when refugees from many countries still seek a better life elsewhere, I can't help but hear her words resonate in my ears.